Gimel Tishri, Wednesday the 2nd of October, Rabbi Noach Badil, Contentedness.
What's the title? You'll hear the repeat.
What did you say then?
You were meant to.
And don't announce it.
You said contentedness.
Alright, so just say that.
It's called not on the iPod.
See, it doesn't work. You charge for 3 days. It doesn't work, does it?
Really? Yeah. I'll look at it later.
Ready? Yeah. Is that?
Yeah.
Gemach Simetrevet, everybody. We're up to Gimel Tishri today. Time goes quicker than we think. Before we look around, today, 3 weeks' time, is Chof Dalet Tishri, which will be Isu Chag of Simchas Torah. And in these 3 weeks, we're cramming in Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Zman Simchoseinu, Simchas Torah, and then we get to Isu Chag. People ask, how are we going to keep this for the whole year? These few weeks, it's not spread over months. It's very concentrated. So when it comes 3 weeks' time, I know I'm talking a little ahead, but because we are chapping arayin, as you call it, managing as much as we can in these 3 weeks, what are we going to do when it comes to the kultur, cheshvan, kislev, tevis, right through the year? How are we going to keep these feelings that we have to keep us going through the year? And Be'emes, I don't know if you agree, about 50 years ago, there were the Pirchim records that the first came out, Pirch HaGudas Yisrael of America brought that record, and on the second record on the Pirch HaGudas Yisrael is a song, which is attributed to Baruch Be'er, and it's in Yiddish, and everybody knows it as Wie nennt man de heilige Tag? How do we keep the heilige Tag? How do we keep them? You've got to keep them with iron tongs. You've got to keep them. How do we keep them? How are we going to, the feelings that we have now? Yom Kippur, Yiro, then Simcha. How do we keep it for the year? And the Emma says in that song, he doesn't really give an answer how to do it. He talks about Limud HaTorah, Yikayon Torah, but it's difficult to know. And a lot of people feel, and you see people who get very serious these days, and they feel that the way to keep it is to keep this serious mood right through the year. Yeah, but the business simcha and everything else, but main thing to be more on the serious side. And I tell you that, you know, if you're doing the Shem Shemayim, and you know, you change your whole mood, you change your whole mindset, gewaltig, you know, we can't keep it up. And also you just bite people's heads off. You don't really... Your bad mood, as Rabbi Sol Salanter would say, "Val du hast der Pachat von din, darf ich nicht leiden," because you have a bit of a Pachat din, I don't have to suffer. What is the feeling that we're going to have now that we're going to keep on going through the year? I think that as very Haltman, the Heilige Tag, we have to make up our minds now. The feelings that we have now, we can take out right through the year. You know what feelings we have? Everybody feels closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a kesher. Somehow, by force, whether you feel that way, whether you have to do it that way, you feel you have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You daven a little better. You feel that your learning is choshever. You put a few extra minutes. So we have a better kesher. Even the davenings, not the new davenings, even the actual davening, Ava Rabo, we say it a little bit better. So we have a better kesher. If you have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a connection with Him, that should make you into a tremendously happy person. We should be zufrieden. We should be content. We're in a good mood. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That mood, I feel, we can keep going right through the year. I want to talk about that, because I'll tell you something. I don't, I'm talking for myself, but I don't think I'm so much different than anybody else. If we're going to carry on right through the year just with a long face and feel that we come to davening or learning, it becomes a pressure, and that we feel is called steiging, it gives me the feeling that's not correct. Well, not so some people, maybe they feel that, you know, some people are first saying, you know, you learn Musa. You learn Musa, Memish, you feel forbidden, I'm no good, I'm not anything, and it's not correct. You know, they say, in the name of the Besor Salamta, that they say, I don't know if it's true, but the Vav's a good one anyway. As Chassidim, they allow Medav tongues. Medav tongues. And that is kosher yosher, it's a gewaldig. And by us it's verkehrt, he said. By us, learning Musa and feeling verbittert, and even that we're not sure if we got the Shem Shemayim. So he called it a loshen of Chassidim, as in the machshir, rikudim and mecholis, and balim Musa, who said it's correct? Who said you're being serious? Who said you? I think the pshara is medafom the rikudim und the becheles und pasulim. In other words, be zufrieden, and then question yourself: am I doing it correctly? Aber be zufrieden. They say b'derech tzachas. They say Talmid Chachamim. They used to say in the alter Zeit, in the Talmid Chachamim, they were the besimcha the whole time. And the Amaratzim would never learn that they were Ba'atzvus. They were Ba'atzvus, we were empty. And come and the Balei Musa, and they made the Talmidei Chachamim Ba'atzvus. And come and the Chassidim, and they made the Balei Avatim Tzufrid. And it's a mixed up world. The answer is a gonish with gonish. The answer is you feel a kesher. There's no yid in these days who doesn't feel a connection. The chokhmah is to carry it into the year to be tzufrid, contented. We are happy. I'm a nivcha, nish poshet. That's the feeling it's got to be. Even now, never mind cheshdin kesef. Even now, I'm moedik. I'll tell you. I'll speak about that. You know, I remember being in camp. Pirchagudis Yisrael. I was a camp org about 30 years ago, and you know, the job of the camp org is to Hanna the Oilam, Droshes, and everything else. And they were singing, and I was sitting next to the camp had a Rosh Hashiva, and a camp has a Rolf. The Rosh Hashiva is the Ravon Gur, which is Angazot. He's been there now 30, 40 years already. He's the camp Rosh Hashiva. I was sitting next to him, you know, you feel it was a God like that. Oh, but we're sitting together, and the boys were singing. Suddenly they broke out into song. What song did they break out into? Mitzvah Gedoyle Elias Besimcha Tomit. And so you're going in a way, Gevaldi Gedoyle Sassim. And I noticed he was getting agitated. And he says to me, was it das Mitzvah Gedoyle? I didn't tell him Breslev, and then I changed the line now. He just said, wo steht der Mitzvah Gedoyle Elias Besimcha Tomit? Wo steht das? Oi, but it's to learn Teure, and when you took mitzvahs and heist in Teuvim, then you should be besimcha. But mitzvah gedoli is besimcha, don't make a taste. He was all agitated about it. Sure, I didn't say anything to him because it wouldn't help really very much, but I later went to Rabbi Yosef Kamyonka was there. So I went up to him, I said, I think I know what it means. I don't, I'm not a breastfeeder. But I can tell you how I use mitzvah gedel elias besimcha tomit. Simcha doesn't mean the inyo of simcha that Rabbi Wonko which was thinking about. Simcha means content. You should be tzufrid. I'm happy. What are you happy about? I'm happy when I'm in Hashem. You want Eved Hashem? No, I'm nishkan Eved Hashem. As I said before, I saw someone say, I'm nishkan Eved Hashem. You're quite right. Oh, but I'm tzufrid. I've got a kesher with him. I had a Rosh Hashanah mit a Yom Kippur. You know, we're davening Malchus, Tuchayin, and Shefres. So someone said, yeah, you're davening, how much is it worth? How is it worth? I continue, was the Gemara zogt. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai, Malchus, Tuchayin, Uvameh, Beshoifer. I did it. Rabbi Shem, I've done what you told me to do. Yeah, you could have done it with more kavona, Richtig. You could have done it with Mekmeh Lev, Richtig. Oh, but I'm connected. I feel good. I feel zufrieden. I'm in a good mood about it. Even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, by us alone, with all the demois of with Simcha. A lot of people tell me that, you know, Elul is a sad month. It's atzistik, berirus. I say, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. He says that the muzzle of Elul is besula, a girl. Who could that girl? Girls are simcha, simcha. A simcha from beginning. You see, a color. Ah, there's the wall. Besula, a girl is simcha. So you say, yeah, but sastira, Elul's going to be pachad. Come on, pachad. So I said, tell me, you know yourself that we're going to sing Hayim Tam Seinu tomorrow. Yeah, we're up to Rosh Hashanah, and everybody says we steht in Halacha, that we're all hopeful that there's going to be a good outcome for our Yom Adin. So one second. We're Elul, and so is this just a rota? We're just playing games here. What we're doing? You know it's going to be all right. So sit down and make the kiddush and end it. And what do I have to do? Go through the whole. The answer is it's a procedure. So do I Elul. Mit Musa und sie dachte, okay, not Atzvus, not Merirus, aber it's taka seriousness. But we know already in Elul that if we do this, and this is the procedure, we are going to have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're happy now already. So what are you so happy about? You got Yom Adin. How does Yom Adin? But I know we're going to get through. I have to do the movements, and not just melumado. I had a Rebbe, he's a Lepshenish Meir. I got good pets from him as well, don't worry. In those days when you were still allowed to be Mechanach children, today you're not allowed to be Mechanach. You have to be pals with them, you know what I mean. But in those days we were still allowed to be children. Maybe we turned out a little bit better because we still let get the pets from him. And I had connection with him for years and years and years after. So after I left Cheder, after I got married, I asked him to be a son for one of my children even. And I remember, I heard that he suffered a lot in the Second World War. He had a whole family. Baruch Hashem, he came to England, married again. He had a family, big forever. So it's one daughter, but he's my family. His name was Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Pfeffer. I don't know if people know him, from Stamford Hill. And he had the Pfeffer's Cheder. So I used to have connection with him the whole time. And I went to him on Yom Tov. I remember still a sukkah, so I went to his sukkah. And sat in the sukkah, and I tried to nudge him a little bit to hear what happened in the war. Yeah, I want to hear, you know what happened. Some tafleon, limudim, mechvilhen, was that? He wouldn't speak. He wouldn't tell me. He said a few personal things, but then nothing about the war. Then he says to me, I have to say it in Yiddish. It's okay, because Shmack a Polish Yiddish, you know. Amezeit aus Klalisol Zetos Hazoi noch 2000 Jahre hat sich der Eibischte gut nicht wusste sich schämen sich mit seinen Kindern. If the Rabbi Shalom sees us after 2000 years and look at us, das haben wir ja gesagt, look, the Rabbi Shalom has nothing to be ashamed of his children. And that's all he would say, nothing. He doesn't want to talk about the past, future only. You've got to be proud. I've said this over to so many people. I say to my Talmidim, I'm proud of you. That's what you shout at them. I'm proud of you. At the same time, I scream at them. Yes, it's your stealer. Elul is no stealer to Simcha's Torah. It's a procedure. You have to know what you're doing. Abba beat Zifrin. You should be happy. I remind myself of a story about Pollock from Manchester. He was a headmaster in South Africa. And he told me, if I had the children, and if I had a very clever child, and the child didn't know, he wasn't up to par, and he decided this child needs a lesson. So in front of the class, he said to him, you're good. You could do better. And opgesiedelt. Try. That's it. That was that one. A few weeks later, comes back again. Verheerling again. Again the child didn't do well. This time he said nothing. He said nothing. After the Feher, the child comes up to him in tears. Why did the Rebbe not send him to me? I didn't know. You give me up, huh? See, he was tiny. You didn't shout at me. You didn't scream at me. If you don't scream at me, then the fact is that I'm not doing well. That's what he said. I'd say to the children that when I scream at you, I'm proud of you. I want you to be to shtai. I want you to be zufrieden. I heard that, you know, what the Chassidim and the Litvaks say, it's always the same. The Groyser mentioned, they always say the same. Somebody said to Rav Shach, Rashiva Panovich. He said to him, we take nicht, unsere Lerne nicht gut, the Tavne nicht gut, not. So Rav Shach said in one line, he wished him up, he says, wir sind nicht so schlecht. We're not so bad. We're not so bad. Der Eibisch hat sich gut nicht, was sich schämen mit seinen Kindern. Yes, of course, we come in Kippur, we have lists of our various, we have the booklets come out, and I can get books, and still with three chalukim, four chalukim, all is our various, and we're nothing, and we're nothing, and we're nothing. We're gewaldig! We're gewaldig! Zufriedenkeit! And this is what we're going to feel now already. Rabbi Yochum said, Rabbi Yochum Levovitz, the Mashgiach in Mir, he said, they had a very concentrated Elul, you can imagine, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, but they used to come together for Simchas Torah. In America, they still do that. Simchas Torah, we spend where we learn. Not don't spend with the parents, you go back to the yeshiva for the day of Simchas Torah, and that's all. And it was a moedig of Simchas Torah. And after the aliyah that they felt, I remember I was once in the yeshiva of Simchas Torah, it's a moedig of feeding, you're dancing with Bochum, you're steiging with the whole year. It's a fantastic feeling. When he finished the Simchas Torah, Rav Simchas Yisrael, it was Rabbi Yeruchem. Yeruchem said, "Ich weiß nicht, was ist mehr beliebt zu der Rebbeinu Shlomo, unsere Nila zu unserer Simchas Torah. Das ist mehr unsere Simchas Torah. Our Simchas Torah hits home better, could be, than our Nila. You'd imagine Nila, so boy, please, you know, gewalt, yes, it's a procedure, it's a gewaltige Sache. It's supposed to lead to a feeling of simcha that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the climate. And it's not like Grace of Madrigas, but I must tell you, we say, we definitely every day, we say, V'yisbuchu Yisrael, V'yisbuchu before Yisrael, Mekad Sheishah. I don't know how you can't be happy when you say that. V'yisbuchu v'choy Yisrael, Mekad Sheishmecho. We are Mesameach in you, Mekadshei Shmecho. There's nobody else. There's nobody in the world. The Arabs are getting a bit closer, that's a bit the danger, you see, because they davened to Hashem Echad. So it's a bit worrying because their tefillah salvation is all tefillah. So it's a bit worrying that because they are not Baalei Avodah Zarah. Aber so kommt so zu Klal Yisrael, Mekadshei Shmecho. Ve'yisbechu v'cho Yisrael, Mekadshei Shmecho. Ramban said in Parshas Hazinu, it's a wonderful Ramban. Ramban says, as you all know, that the whole Te'elis of the Yitzira was that there should be people to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Briyosecho Anachnu, famous Ramban and the Parshas boy, says the Ramban on the Pasuk of Lule Kas Oyev Ogu, that the if not for the Rebbeinu Shem is saving us from the Goyim, we'd be gone. And why are they not Matzliach? Why are we such big Balis Chusim? Says the Ramban, we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you are going to allow the enemies to chas v'shalom finish us off, so who will say Bri Yosecha Anachnu? So who will say to you that you were created? The Gosh. Lule Kas Oyev Ogu. Our Chus Kiyum is that we sit and daven and learn. And I'm chatting that when you say Hoshana, you say Hoshana l'mancho elekeinu, Hoshana l'mancho boireinu. You created us. Why did you create us? What did you create us for? So that we should daven to you. No? We don't deserve any Yeshuas. So who's going to daven to you then? The Kenesh, not the Rebbeinu, neither our tefillis. Oh, but that's what you created us for. So we are here for that. Hashanah l'mancho b'ayreinu. Rabbi Yenson Eibishitz says, when you start davening, Hashem sosai tivtoch. So what's everybody say? I mean, you're told, and it's emes hazach. You're supposed to come now with emo v'yiro. Tfepachad, Hashem sosai tivtoch. Fakir, he says, the malachim laugh, sosai tivtoch, your mouth's open all day, and he says, Hashem sosai tivtoch. That's samakashete. Aber Hashem sosai tivtoch. Says Rabbi Yenson Eibishitz in Yaris Devash to go to Chelik on Tfil, Shmanesra, and he says that when you say Hashem Sosa Tiptoch, it should be Emo, Yiro, Simcha. How does that work? So I'll tell you the words he says. Kashi Yosim Liboy, Le Liboy, when a person thinks, Gadlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ugvuroysov, Venoyroysov, Yizcha Amor, Yitrboim Shlem, Hu, Dboim centuries. V'hu ha-shebocha bonu la'vedosoi ulirosoi v'seirosoi. He has chosen me, little me, and I say this to the children, when I talk to children, to boys, 13, 14, 15, and I said, hell, you're you. You. The Benjamin chose you for why he created you. You agree he created you? Yeah. So he chose you to daven, to lavol avoidosai ulirosai v'seirosai. Bria shfola v'nemuchan uvenivze agonish. Yoni, what are we? Telaz v'leish. Eich le'yismach v'yogel mo'id. How can you not be happy? V'ze ha-simcho ha-shiyesh b'haskola sa'tfila. So you start off, Shmuel says, I'm an agonished. I'm a nothing. And that's the right mood. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, I'm agonished. And then you say to yourself, but Rebbeinu Shel Olam waiting for my tefillas. I'm moiridik. I'm gewaldig. I'm fantastic. As I'm simcha. And I asked Tommy from Shmuel Homena, he's got a gewaldig safe on tefillah. It's very, very good eye to have it. I asked Tommy from Shmuel Homena. And he's medayik little diukim in tefillas, brings from others, and he says zon, and he gets to Boruch Ato Hashem haboicha ba'amo Yisrael be'arvo. He writes one line. I'll tell you the line. He says, loshen hoiva v'hovin ze mo'oid. Now oiv amo Yisrael, when she loves us, yeah, he loves us from then. But haboicha means he chooses us. He doesn't say he chose us. Like we say, Hashem bocha bonu mikolam. Haboicher ba'amo Yisrael be'avu. He's choosing. So he's choosing me. I must say, sometimes perhaps I feel a bit too haughty, but if he's choosing me from the Arabs and from the Goyim and from the Nishengoyis and Nishengadnas, Aba'avu b'ken is still haboicher. He's boicher. V'hovi in zem already brings a tremendous avu. The world zok das keheles, which we lay on Sukkos, is depressing. Hevel and this, and the person lived 1,000 years, and comes a hevel, and this is a hevel, and those hevel. So what builds you up then? Mishle! You take Mishle, Mishle is taking all the kelesen, which is knocking you off, and it brings you up, and brings you, makes you tzavrin. So, Bekitsa, if we want to know what we have to take with us after these 2-3 weeks, we're going to come, it's that Zufriedenkeit. We've built up a kesher, and we have a fantastic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I was thinking, when did I think this thought? You know, it came to the Motzei Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. It's 3 weeks, 3 weeks' time. And you start, Shmonesra, Nishkan Zocheinu L'chaim, Nishkan HaMelech HaKadosh, Nishkan Yalev Yove. I thought you've been saying Yalev Yove the whole time, and you feel to yourself, I've lost it. I had it, and it's gone. So they remind me of what Rabbi Ruchem said when the Chofetz Chaim was lifted. So the Chofetz Chaim is gone, and everybody, Chofetz Chaim is gone. Bosses. So the Rabbi Ruchem gave a shray, the Chofetz Chaim is gone, but the Rabbi Nishrem is not there. Rabbi Nishrem is still here. It's the same Rabbi Nishrem. So you say, without the Yalav Yomek, you can also get through the year. So the yisod of these days is taka, is a procedure we have to go through Elul, mitar Rosh Hashanah, mitar Yom Kippur, but we have to be mitzvah gedolah liyos b'simcha tamid taka. We have to feel that this is a time which the Rebbeinu Shleim has given us to renew the connection, and we have the connection, and that does not go away. Many times I've said that, you know, if a person says that to Nuwa, how was your year this year? Yeah, say, noch a year. Mezok to B'Shem, the Satmar Rebbe, he said, in Parshas Ekev, state apostle, Mereishis HaShono Vad Achris Shono. In Echbabus, they said, Mereishis HaShono Vad Achris Shono. HaShono, Shono, he says, Mereishis, when it comes to the beginning of the year, you say, HaShono. This year is going to be the year, HaShono. But Achris, when you get to the end of the year, you say, Shana, that's it, it's not been a year. So I said to somebody, so that's it, you haven't steigt at all? Don't feel just 52 cholins, that's all you had. So 52 cholins is what you've steigt with. You've said tefillis, You've been connected. You ever not Kavanah, Atnishkin Kavanah. Out of 18 brochas, how many times will you come? You ever become gehet hashir, gelernt a bissel. So mechadish gelernt a bissel. You thought of a machshava. You thought of a kodesh baruch a bit more. So you're a glücklicher Mensch. You're a very happy person. You're a contented person. It's a fantastic thing. Those are the machshavas you have to take with you. So when we came back to the question which I originally asked, how do you get me through? We have to know now, every davening that we do now, every shtickle that we do now, this is to renew our keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ezra Hashem, when you go through into the winter, then you take this keshet which you have, and sometimes, believe me, you get to Shvat Adar. You don't feel it, not weiter, v'yishlach, v'yeshev, mikets, you don't feel it, but you remember. You remember that you had an injection in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur with that is for emphasis another kasha. And other people say, "Vi kumt Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah into the Seder night." Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, "Hare ani kevin shivim shono." I haven't seen a proper teretz on this. I must tell you, I've seen it. "Hare ani kevin shivim shono v'lezachisi sheta'omu yitzias Mitzrayim baleles ad shedorsha ben zayim." Everybody says, "Mezuk toires obtein." And I've got a little kasha. I say, it's very nice, but why don't we say Mishnah and Mishnah with Sechet Zvochim as well at the same time? If you say Mishnah is Brochus, you say Mishnah is Zvochim, and Mishnah is Krisis, and why not? I mean, we'll say a Mishnah. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got to do with Seder night? There are two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's a mitzvah called Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are two separate mitzvahs of Tariyag. One is, God has Chizus Yisrael is not even on a Tariyag, because it doesn't say Rosh and Tzivri. I'm not going into details now, but it's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah every day, B'yoymu V'layla, we pass to B'yoymu V'layla, to say, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Asher Yitzesi Eschem Emeretz Mitzrayim, Yisrael Emeretz. Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, we have an inning of Sipri Yisrael. You've got to say it at length, you've got to ask kashis, you've got to do the matzah mit the morah, which is very nice. They're similar mitzvahs. But what's one going to do with the other? And yet, when we start off the Siv Avodim Oyinu, we throw in Omar Ablos Ben Azariah, Rea Nik Ben Jinnah Zechiris Mitzvah Mitzrayim. Very nice. What's up, Satan? What's going to do with it? The Emes have not seen a proper text on this yet. I mean, they do. The Mepharshim do talk about it. But I'm telling you now, this is the vault. The vault is Azoy. You come to Pesach night, and you tell the family, you tell yourself, we were taken out of Mitzrayim. We are now going to be marich. We are now going through a procedure. We're going through a big operation called Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. This operation will help us that when in the year you feel a bit low and all you do is Krishna Mantil, remember there was a Pesach then. Oh, we made such a fuss of it. It clicks. That the Zechiras Yetzias, just remembering, will bring back all that you have, the Sipri. It won't bring it back with a whole knack, or it'll bring it back that, oh, it's a great Pesach, you talk, tell somebody, no, I say Yetzias from Eretz Mitzrayim, Kiddush Friday night, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, who cannot think of Pesach? So you think again of all the kesha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem, we go through the year, Tov Shit Pei, which is which is these gematrias are fantastic. They can give you a chizuk. Just remember, we had such a gewaldige kesha, we still have a kesha. So when you say on Shabbos, Yismuchu v'cho Yisroel mekadshei shmecho, Rebbeinu shalem, we are zufrieden menschen, we are content, mitzvah gedol aliyos besimcha tomid, we are content. I think if we go with those sort of bachshavas, then although of course the days of tshuva, we have to feel our more, you feel a bit more. Come Tisha B'Av, you also feel, you're a yid is supposed to feel all different emotions. I'll just finish off quickly by my uncle, Rav Moshe Schwab. He said that a yid is supposed to, in one Shmoneh Esrei, have different emotions. He says, Atav ha'chartonu mikol ha'amim. You have a tremendous simcha, and then you mechateinu. It's supposed to tzveinzach, and then you came to Vaseinu, Hashem, and the kingdom spirit, and you're back up to simcha. That is the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This connection should take us through the year, und so homa, gewaldige gewenscht.